In 2010, two friends who met at the University of Miami planned to go on a two-month trip to Tanzania. Filmmaker Sylvia Kaminer met them through a mutual acquaintance and joined them with a two-man camera crew to chronicle their experience that became the documentary Tanzania, A Journey Within. The film is being distributed by Heretic Films, a film production company based in Pensacola. Finance and Balema is one of the film's subjects.
In the movie, I was trying to go with my friend that I met at the University of Miami to go to Tanzania so she can experience a different culture, just like the way I experienced American culture when I came here. Later, they decided for that to be a documentary, but initially it was not.
For American Kristen Kenny, it was her first trip to a developing country. For Ndebalema, it was a return home after having no contact with his family since he came to the United States to study physics in 2001.
Where I grew up, I lived in the village, which was not far from Uganda, and then I moved to the city for school, where my mother moved to. The necessities, for example, electricity, there was no electricity, not much clean water. The basic necessities were kind of not there very often.
And Balema says there have been technological improvements in the country since he left, and that improved education would help, but resources continue to be scarce.
They're doing what they can. The issues again become resources. There's not enough teachers. The high school I went, we didn't have much teachers, to the point where some subjects there's no teacher to teach. Human resources and books, for example, computers. I think resources are still very scarce.
The trip began in Dar el Salaam, Tanzania's largest city. The party continues through the countryside, visiting villages along the way to Mount Kilimanjaro, where they spent a week climbing. Sylvia Kaminer is director and producer of the film.
We went on safari, so we went to the Serengeti, and then we visited Mwanza, which is a beautiful city. It's not as busy as Dar. It's one of the places that Ven grew up. And we took him back through the footsteps of his life. We went to a beautiful place called Bukoba, and then we went to his village where he grew up as a child.
And Balema's friend Kenny contracted malaria toward the end of the trip.
Because of the experience of making the film, going through malaria, she started a charity. And to date, she has raised money and saved over 22,000 lives by providing this life-saving medicine in Tanzania for those that couldn't afford it.
Her charity, Malaika for Life, sold handmade bracelets created by Tanzanian women. It teamed up with Malaria No More, a nonprofit organization that aims to end death caused by malaria in Africa by 2015. Part of the proceeds from ticket sales will go toward malaria treatment.
Each ticket will literally save one child's life. A child in Africa under the age of 5 will get a test to first make sure that they have malaria, and then they will get a full dose of treatment.
Tanzania, A Journey Within will run through June 5th at Movies 4 Gulf Breeze. Katia Ivanov, WUWF News.